high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome back in on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, Monday the 27th of June. Hope you had a great weekend. For 16 straight innings, the Yankees didn't get a hit. Tied for the longest stretch as a hitless team since 1961 in the beginning of the expansion era. Then all of a sudden in the 10th inning yesterday at Yankee Stadium, the judge had a chance to rule.
Well, now Judge has a chance to win it. The 0-1. That one's real deep to left field. Going back, Diaz looking up. See ya! A walk-off three-run home run for Judge. And the Yankees win it. The Yankees go from no hit to no way is this happening again. A dramatic come from behind victory. And the Yankees split four with the Astros.
Ah, the mighty Yanks leading the major leagues with 121 home runs. That's 11 more than anybody else. On pace for 268 homers. That would be fifth most all time. But they don't always get hits. A 240 batting average puts them 16th, middle of the pack. They had two leads all series in their four-game split with the Astros. Both of those leads came on walk-off winning hits by Aaron Judge. Good morning, everybody. It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel. He's Ryan Porth. Yesterday, within the MLB playoff, Judge, the third most selected hitter by all players of Beat the Streak. Trey Turner was the number one most selected, as he has been overall for the entire season. He was 0 for 5 last night in the Sunday night game on ESPN against the Braves, but then it went extras, which means Turner got a sixth at-bat, and in the 11th,
on the ground, Dansby can't get there. Chris Taylor's going to come in. Turner gets his first hit. It's a big one because there's some insurance run for the Dodgers.
1 for 6. That'll work. A ton of streakers probably staying up with that one and hoping to stay alive. Looking at the state of the streak, our leader, Philly, had the streak ended at 37. We never got confirmation on whether Philly was a person or perhaps an actual female horse or maybe John Kruk. That mystery is just going to spin on into eternity. It's really unfortunate.
Maybe it was Charlie Manuel playing.
You never know. Never know. And now we'll never know. New leader is a streaker named Lardster. I know.
All right, Lardster, let's go.
Way to go, Lardster. I have more questions, but anyway, it's a double down for Lardster that worked yesterday. George Springer of the Blue Jays and this particular hit machine for the Red Sox.
Raffy in this one, 1 for 3, a single and a walk. He'll single up the middle for a base hit. Another run is in. Vasquez will score. RBI number 45 for Rafael. Red Sox lead it now 6-1.
You know, those two teams, Blue Jays and Red Sox, begin a series of Fenway tonight. Lardster could repeat the picks, could double down with the same guys, Springer and Devers. I'll be looking forward to that. And I just want Lardster to continue so we can keep enjoying the name. 7 of the longest 10 streaks that ended yesterday ended because Tim Anderson didn't get a hit.
Center field fairly deep, but Mullins will make the catch. Boy, all the way to the track.
Yeah, the warning track doesn't do it, Len Casper, okay? Hitless Tim Anderson on Friday, made contact all day, doesn't matter. He was hitless again on Sunday. The average is down to 339. He's 0 for his last 11. How was your baseball weekend, everybody? Here's the problem. On Friday, I said this out loud. I said, quote, "I'm picking a member of the Oakland A's today." That should have told everyone that my streak would be where it is today on Monday, at 0.0.
0.0.
I deserve this, right, Ryan?
You deserve to have a streak in the negatives for picking someone with the Oakland A's.
Come on, man.
And it's not just that you pick someone with the Oakland A's. You went out of your way to say, I'm going to pick someone from the A's. I'm going to select from this great batch of hitters that Oakland possesses. And then I know.
I said Ramon Laureano, but I used the name Chad Pinder just like in conversation. Who does that? Nobody. It's time for me to get serious. I want to hit the all-star break streaking, okay? Seriously, I'm going to change it up. Consider that a tease for the picks segment later on. Now you're not going anywhere. Probably weren't anyway. Big unfortunate injury news in MLB as Bryce Harper fractured his thumb on a hit by pitch. He might miss the rest of the season. He's been a popular pick and somebody who's super fun to watch every day for all of us streakers, and he's gone. The Phillies offense did just fine on day one without him.
Opposite way, going back on it is Profar. It's going to be way out of here. A three-run opposite field bomb for Kyle Schwarber. The Phillies have taken the lead. A flick of the wrist, and it went a good ways.
Nick Castellanos needs to get it going. Schwarber's been fine, but Castellanos, 2 for his last 28, headed into that game yesterday. Then he went 4 for 5.
Castellanos doesn't need to get it going.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes,
no,
he does.
No, he doesn't.
Why doesn't he?
Forever
why doesn't
on he? The blacklist.
It's not going to be a recovery from the villain status on this podcast for Nick Castellanos.
Once you are on the blacklist, you stay there.
Whoa, that is evil and scary. Remind me not to get on the blacklist. One more thing before we get to the picks. This guy, when he plays, he hits.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now he's got a base hit. That's going to run toward the gap. Arise around second on his way to third. Buxton to second. He's warming back-to-back triples in back-to-back games. And as if on cue, Buxton delivers an RBI triple again here in the second.
Hey, guys, that was a stand-up triple on a base hit that went to the gap but did not reach the wall. It was backhanded by the center fielder as Buxton was already rounding second and got to third standing up. He is ridiculous. Bad knee and all. Never be afraid to play Byron Buxton. But watch the lineup carefully to see if he's gonna go. Our pick segment is coming up on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Nine games on this Monday with some big series opening up. Twins Guardians in the battle for the American League Central. It's Sonny Gray and Tristan McKenzie again. Last time they faced each other was an 11-10 final. Dr. Sticks. McKenzie got lit up, 9 hits in less than 5 innings. Sonny Gray gave up 8 hits in 4 innings. This one's in Cleveland. I say play everybody. Play all your Twins. Play all your Guardians. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away, a team to stay away from based on the opposing starting pitcher. Gave you Justin Verlander Friday night against the Yankees. That worked. 7 innings, only 4 hits allowed. Saturday, I was totally going to give you the Yankees again and talk about Christian Javier on the mound. Just so you know, if there had been a pod, I absolutely would have given you the guy who threw 7 innings of no-hit ball. Totally, I was going to do that. I don't really have a stay away to worry about. Do you have a stay away to tell people? Because statistically, I don't really see one, Ryan. Like, I was thinking about Martin Perez, the Rangers. He's got an ERA under 2, but he's given up 33 hits in 24 innings this month. So feel free to play Andrew Benintendi, who's 2 for 7 against him, or Carlos Santana and Whit Merrifield, both of whom hit around 350 off Martin Perez in 20-plus at-bats. If you got somebody, give it to him.
All right, so I've got an anecdotal stay away, and it's going to be the game that everybody gravitates towards first when you open the MLB Play app, which is Dodgers at Rockies. But the Rockies, Chad Kuhl, is actually a decent pitcher, maybe the only decent pitcher the Rockies have. And the Dodgers are flying from Atlanta to Denver after playing on Sunday Night Baseball, an emotional series in Atlanta. I'm not banking on a lot of hits and a lot of runs in Denver tonight, so I'm staying away from Dodgers-Rockies.
I like that. That is anecdotal. Stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Dig it. Time now for my daily double A. All right, here's the problem. One of my A's is not working. I love anecdotes, but it's not working for me because it makes me do things like pick Oakland A's. I think I have a new plan. The Daily Double A is now a Daily Double Analytical. I'm going to make a smart analytical pick, and I'm going to double it up with a teammate in the very same matchup. I'm stealing from Kyle Shalotis, 26, our top streaker on the year at 47, and others who do this. So my analytical pick today is Xander Bogaerts against Kevin Gausman of Toronto. I love Gausman. I love the reinvention, and the splitter is absurd. But the man gives up hard contact only in the 47th percentile in terms of hard contact, according to Baseball Savant. And it has translated into hits. 10 hits per 9 innings allowed. He's allowed the 6th most hits overall in all of MLB. And it's a pretty big sample for Bogaerts, who in 48 plate appearances against Gausman has 16 hits. Let's go with Xander Bogaerts, and I'll double it up with J.D. Martinez, who's 6 for 16 in his career against Gausman. No longer in this space a daily anecdotal. It's a daily double analytical for Spiegs now. Xander Bogaerts, J.D. Martinez. Time for the fourth pick. What you got, sir?
I'm proud of you, Speaks, for not going with any Oakland A's. I don't even know if they're on the docket tonight, but it
doesn't matter.
I'm very proud. They are. They are in New York tonight, so I'm very proud that you didn't go with the Oakland A's.
Never again.
The fourth pick. I'm targeting a pitcher who has struggled mightily here lately, and that is Lucas Giolito of the Chicago White Sox. He has given up 58 hits in his last 43-plus innings. That is a large sample size. And he has a .324 batting average against and 11 home runs he's given up in that span. He's clearly not the same this season. It doesn't look like he's close to turning a corner. And this season, righties are hitting .344 off of him. So the White Sox are in Anaheim tonight. I'm going with Mike Trout, my guy, to get a hit for the 14th time in the last 17 games. Trout's only 2-for-8 in his career against Giolito, but Giolito is ripe for the picking right now.
That makes all the sense in the world. Looking at the elite users, we see what the elite users pick as of 7 a.m. in the morning every single weekday of the season. Today, 72% of them think that Trey Turner will come up with a hit in Colorado. So, and Freddie Freeman's next after that at 11%. But you heard the Porthinator. His anecdotal stay away makes a lot of sense to me. So you might want to go a little bit deeper down the list. Subscribe now to the show. Beat the Streak daily, inside the hits, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak daily, inside the hits. Drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Have a great Monday, everybody. Here's hoping your guys, like ours, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!